You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, iHeart Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and now on Sirius XM Radio. Under their podcast section, of course. We manage the following bands or artists: Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, the Mortis Doll Dancers, Lillian Sin, Cinder, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Burn the Ships, Berserk, Hollywood Nair, Borderline Realities, and DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We also have Derek Webb, actor, Band of Family, and Wicked Star. And then we also have the band, which is our featured guest for this evening, which will be Fallen Fury. We also work with the following bands and bars and or venues in like the Los Angeles area. We have the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, 267 South Main Street. Shout out to owners Mark and Angie Cordova. That's at the corner of 3rd and Main, right in downtown LA. We also have Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. Shout out to owner Petey Partello. We also have the Universal Bar and Grill. Shout out to Greg Beer at 4093 Lancaster Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. And then we also have Rainbow Bar and Grill, one of our favorite places to throw concerts, at 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California. Shout out to Nick Foco. Hopefully very soon we'll get that Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays back up and running and get some bands on there, such as Fallen Fury, metal band extraordinaire. You can check them out under our Get Real Global Artist Management label. We manage them and very proud to call them friends, family, and part of the Get Real Global family. And what's up? And I'm host Jennifer DeVoe Muse, aka Jenny, and of course, this lovely man over here is James Muse, aka The Muse. Together we're Jenny and The Muse. James Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and everywhere else podcasts or radio broadcasts can be heard. Shout out to everybody out there. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being there. I hope everybody's staying safe. I know a lot of stuff's going on, people getting vaccinated, which is a good thing. And so we're very pro all that. My husband and I did Johnson & Johnson, so rock on. But shout out, and our featured guest for this evening. Unfortunately, Derek Webb cannot make it this evening. He has a newborn baby. Newborn baby just coming home from the hospital, had some complications. But we've been praying and praying and praying, and he is coming home, and he's home now, and that's great. And we're very proud for that. So shout out to Derek Webb, actor and a friend of ours, as well as a co-host and fitness trainer. From New Hampshire. Shout out also and happy birthday to our other co-host from Pennsylvania, China Myers. You can find her on Facebook as Kate Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S. You can also look at her her artist page on Facebook, which is China Myers Radio Host. So check everything out, and hopefully she'll be, you know, doing some stuff in the Pennsylvania area soon. And she's also an author, so check out her her book. And soon she'll have another book out, you know, at some point. So, hey, how's everybody doing today? What's up, Fallen Fury? Are you in the house?
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, what's up? We also have Orange Lotus with us. Hell yeah. So we got some metal going on. Okay, so we're going to go around the room. Obviously, everybody knows I'm Jenny. We're going to start with Amy. Okay, so everybody introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in your band and what band you're from and all that. Yeah.
I'm Amy. I am bass player, vocalist for Fallen Fury.
Hell yeah. Amy Bowman.
Greg, what do you do?
Hi, right, Greg, you're next, man. You're
I'm
up.
Greg. I play drums for Fallen Fury.
And what do you do for the band?
I play drums for Fallen
All
Fury.
All right, Greg's the drummer. Woo, Fallen Fury.
Hey, Greg.
Oh, hi.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey. Greg. So, Greg. I guess that would make Mr. Will next.
Oh, yeah, I'm Will. I play lead triangle. In Fallen Fury.
Lead triangle.
If we're a band like that.
Yeah.
Lead guitarist for the metal band Fallen Fury. Yeah.
Lead guitar player.
And also singer.
A little bit of that. A little bit of that.
Vocals, both Amy and Will both do vocals. So, yeah.
He's lead screamer.
I'm lead screamer.
Lead screamer.
I can make rally noises.
Yeah, I've heard you do that. Yes. Nobody growls quite like you, Will.
I try, man. I try. I do the best I can.
Right.
Take some cigarettes and you know, yelling at my kids, and then I'm ready to go.
All right, and last but not least, Orange Lotus.
Hey, how's it going? Gus Santana, drummer. Adrian Palacios, guitarist.
Yeah, I'm lead guitarist. I shred just a little bit, though.
Michael Jasso, George Bautista couldn't be here, but they send the most handsome guys for this.
And what do they do? What are their names again, and what do they do?
George Bautista, bassist. Michael Jasso, he's a vocalist and guitarist.
Awesome. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Welcome to everybody this evening. Welcome to Fallen Fury, as well as Orange Lotus.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. So both Southern California bands, awesome. I guess you guys, you guys are up the coast, but you're still technically, are you central?
It's Southern.
It's Central Coast.
I consider you part of Southern California, but that's just me, I guess.
From the South.
Well, I'm down there now, so yeah.
I mean, you're south of fucking like San Francisco and shit. So yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
We're
right in the middle, so we can do Northern California or Southern California,
which is awesome, which also makes it so that you can go over and do like Nevada, Utah, thing, you know. Yeah, play like Lake Tahoe or some shit.
Yeah, right. Makes it real good. The location of where we are, and then our rhythm players in Fresno. Just makes it real easy to kind of go either way and not too much of an issue, but, And I think, Orange Lotus is from SoCal, right?
Yes, that's right.
Santa Ana.
Orange County.
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Heck yeah.
Orange County.
Can't wait to play with you guys, by the way. It's going to be sick.
Oh, thank you.
Tell everybody when this major concert is and who is all on the bill and what time people's plays and, you know, the venue and that kind of stuff. Plug the hell out of it.
All right.
The venue is called the Tiki Bar. We're playing June 19th. It's us. It's Fallen Fury. It's Orange Lotus. And Will, you'll have to say the other band's name.
11th Morning.
Correct. Yes,
I pay the triangle too. I pay the triangle, so I can say this too.
Anybody else? It's just the three of you. It just ended up being the three bands.
Yes, three.
Yeah.
Bands. Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
yeah, the promoter, that's what he booked. So I think it'll be a little bit better as far as being able to play our full set. That last time we kind of went on late. It was still pretty good, but
it wasn't how do you want to say the production. It was a good show. It just wasn't run tightly.
Right.
No. I like to run things tighter. You know what I mean? I don't like things going over too far.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
I don't want to go over at all, to be honest with you.
I feel like it's a great idea to have like three bands. That way nobody feels pressured and everybody has time to do like everything they want, you know, and have a nice set.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I start my shows at 8 and I'll do like 4 bands. So like 1 at 8, 1 at 9, 1 at 10, and then the final band's at 11. And the first 3 bands get like, you know, like 40 minutes or some shit or 45. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the last band on gets like an hour or something, depending on what time, you know, whatever. I usually do like an hour.
That's good.
For the headliner.
That was our first time working with their sound guy too. So there was some there were some technical difficulties, but I think we got the work out.
I think
it's a nice venue. It's a nice venue, though, and you'll know for next time.
Yep.
Right.
You know what to do. You know, as far as all that goes.
Yeah, that's the first time we ever played the Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
So
every venue is completely different. Every sound system is different. Every sound person that they have is different. You got to look at like all these little pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, at Orange Lotus, have you guys played there before?
We haven't. It's gonna be our first time.
Oh,
it's
really?
Nice we've been there before, so we're really excited to play there. It's gonna be cool. Like,
it's a nice little venue. Cool. It's got a nice little bar. It's it's a nice place.
Good vibe. I like it. I really like it.
Good sound. Very good sound.
My only real complaint is the lack of parking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That parking was crap.
That's really bad. They need to buy a whole parking lot or some shit, so like nearby, so that people can park there. And I don't know. That's just a suggestion, but whatever.
Normally we park by the liquor, so that's like a win-win situation.
Heck yeah! Liquor store right there at the corner.
Yep, oh yeah, right. I'm glad you scoped it out already. I'm glad you scoped that out.
Yes.
Great. Now you know.
Yeah. So we're playing there, and pretty excited. We'll have some merch if anybody wants to come out, get some buttons and T-shirts and all that good fun stuff. Let's see. I'm pretty sure Jenny's coming, and then I think Dilly's coming also from Chaotic Radio, and maybe we can get Ed out there. Ed, if you're
listening,
get out there.
And then, Saturday, right?
Yeah, on Saturday night. And then we're trying to get Greg to wear his skeleton outfit, but I don't know if he has it.
I don't know about the skeleton outfit, but I'll be there.
Oh, okay. Do you got those contacts still? Those colored contacts?
Hell yeah!
Wait and see.
The colored contacts.
Come to the show, and you will find out. You will see.
Well, that's exciting.
If you guys have not seen Greg play live, man, it's a treat. He really kind of puts on a show for everyone. So I think you've seen him. You saw him play over at the Rogue. What was it? 2020 last year, right?
Where at?
The Rose.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That was before
they closed forever.
Yeah.
Closed now?
Yeah, they're no longer.
Oh no.
Matter of fact,
I didn't know that. That's
yeah,
terrible.
they're the Rose is gone.
Wow.
The COVID, it was really expensive there, and they said they just never really made any real money off of it. And they kind of like, well, what's the point? We never fill this place, even with bigger shows. I mean, you get a lot of people in there, but it was just, I don't know. They just said, no, never mind, and they closed it down.
Well, it was so dang expensive to eat there, too. It was really,
yeah, it was really expensive.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that last time we were all there? It was you know, like $8 for a Coke.
Yeah, that's a bit ridiculous. It makes you smuggle shit in.
Yeah.
Why do you have 10 cans of Coke in your jacket? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Coke in my jacket.
That is one of the places that's one of the places that I remember we had our Spinal Tap moment. We got lost. You guys remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They made us make a bunch of right turns, and then we ended up like in front of the building or something, but we didn't know where we were.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember that how to get to the bathroom.
Yeah, that place was crazy.
Yeah. So we have that going on. And then in July, we're playing in Fresno at a place called The Next Bar. So that'll be kind of cool.
The Next Bar? Okay.
The Next Bar. Yeah, because the owner owns a place called The Bar. And then he owns another place called The Other Bar.
The Other Bar. And then The Next Bar.
And the third
one is
The
Next Bar. What date is that again?
July 10th.
July 10th, okay.
Yeah. And then July 25th will be in San Jose playing over at the X Bar. In Cupertino, California.
The X Bar.
Yeah, we got a few dates actually coming up in Northern California here. So we are super excited to get back to NorCal. We totally missed you guys. So San Francisco, San Jose, Sacramento, we are coming. If you want to look for dates for us, you can go on fallenfury.net. That's fallenfury.net, and you'll find all our stuff there or on our social media. But yeah, I'm finally glad that they're opening up now. What is it, June 15th, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think June that's 15th. Right.
So I'm going to be checking with all the venues to make sure who's got what and when, and you know.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Hey, it's like have any new material you guys are promoting out?
We're working on it. We have like COVID gave us a really good chance to write a lot. So we have 2 songs out, but we have like 10 songs like ready to record. But we're in the process of looking for somewhere to record it at.
Yep.
Because the first 2 recordings we have out are like home recordings.
Like, oh, that was a home recording?
Yeah, we did it with a friend.
And the friend there
are
Well, that sounded good.
So we're also teaching ourselves how to record too. So
yeah, we're in the process of that.
Yeah, so we had a lot of time to learn.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you guys to hear them because it's like we have so many songs that people haven't heard, and like we're really excited to show people what we have.
Yep.
Nice.
We've been working pretty hard.
Good.
Yeah. All right.
Can't wait.
Hey. That's awesome. Can't wait.
Hey, how's Maine over there on the East Coast? Because that's where you are right now. How's the coast over there?
Yeah, I'm literally like a mile from the Canadian border right now.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. I'm in my hometown where I was born and graduated high school and shit. Holton, Maine. Shout out to Holton. It's Houlton, Holton, Maine.
How's the Muse handling it over in Maine?
Here, ask the Muse himself.
How's Maine, JJ?
Man, it's beautiful, brother. I really like it here, man. It's so peaceful.
Is it way different than LA?
Is it way different
than Los Angeles?
It's a 180, brother.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Which one do you like better?
It's so green. It's trees. It's peaceful. It's quiet. There's no shootings. There's no muggings. It's quiet, man. I get to sleep, and I don't hear no loud cars. It's very peaceful, man. I like the rain.
That's good.
Yeah, really nice here, man. You know, I won't mind.
Have you seen any Bigfoot? Have you seen any Bigfoot? Any Sasquatches?
Now, honest with you, man, the only thing I've seen, actually, animal that I've seen is Jennifer's daughter found a little, picked up a little frog today, about as big as the tip of her thumb.
Just plug into there.
That's about the only animal that I've really seen.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I was in the woods. I'm gonna send y'all some pictures. I'll take you off that today. I took a 3-mile hike in the woods.
Ooh, yeah. Show us that.
We got eaten to death by fucking black flies and mosquitoes, but hey, we're alive.
You made it.
Holy Jesus. You know, the only Sasquatch, aka Bigfoot, that I have seen on this trip is the Muse.
Hey, so I gotta ask, what's the weirdest thing you've seen over there?
Like, nothing. It's really tame here.
It's just a lot of green, man. It's just trees.
It's tame as fuck.
Yeah.
The only crazy shit is maybe my family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, we all have that. We all have that issue.
I love you very much.
I'm gonna miss you.
That's my nephew.
Hi, nephew.
We love you.
Jonathan. All right, anyway.
So, yeah. So let's see here. Yeah, so we got that coming up, and then we're going to play with the Outlaw Mariachi August 21st also. That's coming up. And,
nice.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So hopefully you guys will get to see Navarro and who else?
Ricky
will be there. So we'll be playing in Los Angeles for that, coming back in August.
Right.
So that'll be pretty cool. So, yeah, so a lot of cool stuff going on. And then I think we're going to show a couple of our videos here and then or maybe one video. But the rest of our stuff, you can go on our socials. You can also go on, you can go on Facebook, YouTube, you know, all those sites, Amazon.
Instagram, FallenFury.net.
Yeah.
YouTube. Spotify.
Yeah. So,
or just like, type in Fallen Fury Band.
Do you think, like Greg, what do you think about COVID ending and bands starting to get back together? What are your thoughts on music and all that?
Well, I think it's great. We're getting back to it. That's for sure. Gave everybody a chance to really sit back and think about it and probably write a lot of new material. I'm glad to get back out there and play some shows for sure.
Oh yeah.
Do you guys think things are going to be different now that, you know, not wearing masks or you know, how crowds are going to show up and whatnot? Do you think that plays a factor in anything we're going to do? Cause I sometimes wonder, I think maybe we have to be a little more careful. I don't know. What do you think, Amy?
I think it will always play a factor now. It'll always be in everyone's head that time that we all shut the world down because of a germ, you know, that'll always be in the back of our minds. You know, well, I'm hoping that we'll all stay a little cleaner. We'll all stay a little more mindful of spreading germs. I don't know. That's the way I think anyway. I'm hoping.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I think the people will come out. I think people are excited to get back out.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah. No. We played a show about a month ago. I played in another band, Nada Rasta. And we had a great turnout. The place was packed and not many people were wearing masks. Most of the people inside the place were wearing masks, but it was an outside show. And everyone, just a lot of people showed up and literally no one was wearing a mask out there. Kind of.
I heard that COVID dies in direct sunlight too, so that's probably better that it was outside.
It's like a vampire?
But yeah, I think people are just dying to get out again.
Heck yeah. Yeah, and if we can make it a little bit safer, at least be aware of, you know, certain things. What do you guys think, Orange Lotus? Do you think it'll be a factor? And in your gigs for this year or from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, like Amy maybe. Said, like you said, like it's gonna play on people's like in the back of their heads. But I've been to a couple of shows recently, and people are dying to see live music. It's something about live music. People just want to be out there. And like they said, like people were not wearing masks. People are feel more secure now that there's a vaccine out there.
Yeah.
But it could play a factor, but when it comes to music, people want to see it live. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I think one of the things that has helped Fallen Fury is we kind of had to think out of the box from last year to this year. So, you know, incorporating, you know, more video stuff, looking at doing podcasts and live stream events and stuff. It was really weird. It was very different. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of bands are going to be coming back. Jenny, do you know if a lot of bands from before 2020
what do you think about that?
Or if some people just picked up their hats and said, you know what, I'm not doing it?
Every band I manage is in the game. So I don't know about other motherfuckers, but I know that all the motherfuckers that I manage are goddamn still fucking doing shit and are in the game and are not fucking pussies.
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, I understand, like, if you just can't, you know, whatever, you had to move out of state because you couldn't afford the bills anymore because of COVID and whatever else. Okay, I get you. There's some factors that you just can't control, and you just, you know, you can't prepare for everything in life. So I understand COVID was real hard on a lot of people. I get that. A lot of people lost their careers or their jobs for a moment or whatever. But the world is starting to open back up. Jobs are starting to open back up. You know, vaccinations are not, you know, a bad thing. I mean, teach their own, you know. But if you choose to get it, I think it's a good thing. I mean, we've been vaccinated, you know. My whole family, I think, has, for the most part.
Right. I thought there's, like, a couple of bands even in L.A. that – kind of are on hiatus now because of the COVID thing that I remember. Yeah. It's kind of sad. Yeah.
And by the way, if you get vaccinated in the state of California, you get put in for a lottery. And on June 15th, they are going to draw 10 names where you could each person that's name is drawn will win $1.5 million. They're also doing two drawings, one on June 4th and one on June 11th. Each date, they're picking 15 winners. So that's 30 winners total, and each person gets $50,000. And then if you get vaccinated from May 27th to June 15th, you'll get there's like some gift cards and other stuff that you can get and stuff like that. So there's incentives just in the state of California for getting vaccinated. So if $1.5 million fucking dollars doesn't motivate your goddamn asses, I don't know what the fuck will.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, money, because you never know. Your name could be goddamn drawn. It's, you know, it's a lottery, just like a fucking, you know, the lottery.
Oh, hey, I got to ask Amy a question. Amy, what are your thoughts on women in metal and, you know, the up and comers kind of coming out? Cause I don't know. I don't see too many women bands coming out. You know, you got the old
new ones,
and you got like Through the Oculus. And then you have a couple of other little bit of band Ginger. What are your thoughts on women in metal and the new guard coming out?
I think it's strong. I think that women are coming out and they're playing and they're holding their own out there. They're probably going to be slower going around, but I think that as things progress and open up, I think that we'll start seeing more of those female-fronted metal bands with their place back in the door like we were before. So,
right. Speaking of Through the Oculus, they're going to be on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, courtesy of Raquel Figlio. They're a mellow death band, Through the Oculus. They're gonna be on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Wednesday, June 23rd. So, speaking of fellow metal bands,
that's awesome, females, Jenny.
Yeah, we're getting some bigger up and coming people, you know, on the show, and hopefully we'll play our concerts. So, you know, with you guys, like I was saying, maybe we can get like Through the Oculus, Fallen Fury, and then there's some other ones that I'm looking at. Now, Freak Show is now female fronted as well out of San Diego. So that could be a possibility. They're metal as well. So new metal. So they could fit in that, you know. So we got some possibilities.
All right. Hey, I got to ask you, Dave or Greg.
Yeah. Let's play a video.
Dave Ellison, what do you think?
About what?
Dave Ellison from Megadeth. He got fired.
Holy shit. That's not good.
I wonder why. They're not saying why, but I don't know. After 30 or after 40 years of being with the band and you get fired, that's pretty bad.
There was a porn flick. I guess there was a porn flick where he was filmed having sex. So I don't know if it was by himself though, but
that just makes Megadeth look better.
Yeah.
Any publicity is better, you know. Come on,
I will put Ellison as frontman now.
There you go.
You're the Mac Daddy. Now you can be front man. Fuck yeah.
Do you remember AC/DC Phil Rudd about 10, 12 years ago? He got busted because he was trying to hire a hitman to kill his wife and cocaine and alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Crazy fucking
thing. Yeah.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll, smashing guitars, violence, whatnot. Yes, that's always that. Yeah. All right, so I want to play a video. That's what I want to do.
Do it.
Yeah.
I know we definitely have Carnival, and hopefully he got the other videos that you guys sent.
I wasn't able to send them.
Oh, damn it. All right. Well, we can at least play Carnival. I know he got that.
All right.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, if you want to play Carnival, let's see. What did he say? Oh, okay. He said he got leech audio. All right, let's go ahead and play Carnival by Fallen Fury. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We'll be right back.
Falling through.
That was awesome.
I love the what you do at the very beginning of the song. That whole noise. Yeah, that's cool.
We need more female vocalists for sure. So good job on that. Props.
That's badass.
Yeah, we actually started messing with that probably 2000. Well, last year 2020. And Greg was just starting to figure out some parts and how he wanted to do that, and then we finished it up with Steve. When you heard that, Greg, how did you kind of figure out the kind of bits and pieces you wanted to do on that? Because I think we played that last year at the Rose.
Yeah, I think we did, huh?
Yeah.
I think so.
That was a long time ago. I can't remember that far back, but yeah.
It was a while.
Yeah,
it was the beginning of last year.
It turned out great. It sounds really good now.
Yeah, how did you kind of come up with like the blueprint of it? Because a lot of it was like I know I had come up with a couple of different versions of it, and then you added your drum parts on it. Then I changed a little bit here and there, but I really kind of based it around the rhythmic thing of the drums. How'd you kind of come up with that?
I just kind of followed the guitars on that one and played that slow groove, you know. I was wanting to play a little faster, but once I found my groove on it, it clicked and became what it was pretty much.
Awesome. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so we kind of came up with the theme with that music video. We were kind of looking at just like the world around us and, you know, just kind of how things were sucking up till somebody was no longer around. And, you know, I think there's a dichotomy with how people look at things right now. And I'm not sure if it's good or bad, but there's a big difference with how people see things depending on where they are in the world right now. And we wanted to make a video that kind of looked at that and then, you know, made the viewer look at what kind of choices they wanted to make in their own lives, right? You could be destructive, or you could be a voice for change, or whatever it happens to be. But, you know, in the end, we all have to make that choice. You know, I don't know. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. We just have to, whatever choices we need to make at the time. Sorry, Minnie keeps barking.
Yeah,
the dog agrees.
That was definitely a heavier one.
The dog agrees. Now, Orange Lotus, I think, did you send him a song called Leech?
Yeah, Leech is our song. Yeah.
Okay, he got the audio. Is that cool? Yeah. To do, like, the audio? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. We don't have a video for it. We had the audio,
All right, how many, how long is the song?
So about 4 minutes.
We're good. All right, Ronan, if you could please play Leech by Orange Lotus.
Leech!
Sorry, guys.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Very good, very good. All right.
That was totally cool. I like that. Okay.
Bye, orange lettuce. Okay.
Lettuce.
Looks like orange lotus from Santa Ana, California. Hell yeah, that was their song Leech. We're very proud to play that on our show, so hell yeah. And then of course we played Carnival right before that by Fallen Fury. Fuck yeah, good music. We love it. Good stuff. All right, we got about two and a half minutes, roughly. So if everybody wants to say a shout-out to anybody or give your social media or websites, whatever, anything like that again, let everybody know where they can find you. Go for it.
Go, Amy.
Go, Amy.
FallenFury.net. That's our website. You guys check us out. We're on all the socials everywhere, Spotify, YouTube. Just Google Fallen Fury Band, and there we are.
Right.
Awesome.
Fallen Fury Rocks on Instagram. And just type in Fallen Fury, and you can probably find them everywhere. Like everywhere.
Fallen Fury Rocks, I think, is
everywhere.
Instagram.
They're on YouTube. They have a YouTube page. Go check that out. They're on Spotify and other things. Go check them out.
Amazon. iTunes, Apple, yeah. iTunes, Google Play.
Hell yeah.
We're there.
Awesome.
All right. And Orange Lotus.
Same. Find us in every platform also. Any website, we're there. Orange_Lotus OC. And then we want to take the time
to thank you guys.
Thank Jen.
Fallen Fury and Jenny. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Really cool. Awesome. And thank
you. Guys on Pornhub? Are you guys on Pornhub?
Not yet, but maybe
uploading. A shout out.
I don't have a membership. Anyway, what? Thank you so much. We want to thank you so much to Fallen Fury as well as Orange Lotus for being on the show today. Thank you guys for being on here. We really appreciate you. And you can check out both bands, all of social media, everywhere you can find bands, anything, any kind of music. Just check it out. And next week we're going to be flying on Delta, so we will be playing a past episode. So sorry, we'll be in the friendly skies. So we'll be back though on Wednesday, June 16th, with Tony Ekman and the guys from Post Mortem Superstar. Get it, PMS. Anyway, Post Mortem Superstar. He's also the drummer from the band Black Heroin Gallery. And so Tony Ekman, join us for that. And then again, the next week after that, on Wednesday, June 23rd, we'll have female-fronted metal band, Mellow Death band, Through the Oculus from Southern California. So shout out to Raquel Figlio for making that happen. And lots of great things to come this summer. Concerts, whatnot. Go check out Fallen Fury and all their concerts. Go on their Facebook page. Go everywhere and find out where they're going to play next. But again, shout out, peace out. Digital Talk of the Block.
Rock and roll.
Thank you to everybody for watching. Go. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
It's a pleasure.
Jane and
you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.